talk a little bit about the event today. You're kicking off Purdue Ag Week. The significance of having the conversation with these students and the importance of them.
Well, first of all, I want to compliment Purdue and the students at Purdue who started Ag Week a handful of years ago. It really does represent exactly what we need in agriculture, and that is those who are closest to ag. You know, 98% of America doesn't know where their food comes from because we've been so productive of less than 2% of America farms. So how do we engage the 98% in a dialogue? It's this kind of activity where Ag Week here on campus, the ag students engage with the broader student population and talk about where their food comes from. It is spectacular. So my compliments and hats off to the students at Purdue for doing this.
What do you want them to take away from this conversation today with President Daniels and some of the things that you talked about, whether it was consumer issues, the ag economy, and the diversification in potential employees as well?
Well, I hope what they take away is how central they are to our continued success as a country and, frankly, as a globe. Safe, abundant, affordable food has always been important. But as you look at population trends, we know we're going to have to continue that story with very limited resources. We're going to have to nearly double food production between now and 2050 with maybe 6% of more land that could be brought into production. We're going to have to grow more food with less resource. At the center of that equation are going to be students like we find here right at Purdue, who not only come up with the next great way to grow that food in an increasingly productive and sustainable way, but importantly, how to talk about it with consumers and those that aren't directly involved in agriculture, because we do need their engagement, in a sense, to have permission to continue the great productivity and sustainability story that's going on right now.
How do we get students, whether they're ag students, non-traditional ag students, into the agriculture workforce? There's a lot of jobs that go unfilled by ag students every year.
Well, it's a great, great question. And I think part of it is that we need to start to describe agriculture, not in the terms that we have historically, but as a high-growth industry that is very entrepreneurial, that's driven by technology, and has a really noble purpose of growing more food in an increasingly productive and sustainable way to feed hungry people. If you line all that up and you talk about it as a growth industry that's entrepreneurial, that's driven by technology, that's global, I think we attract a different kind of student who wants to be part of that. And frankly, many folks would be surprised with what I just said, who aren't involved in agriculture because they don't think of it that way.
What do you think it's important for students to have to be successful in the ag industry and your company? What do they need?
Yeah, that was a question that President Daniels asked me, and I think the two things we look for at Land O'Lakes is a broad background. You may be interested in agriculture or ag technology or business or accounting or engineering. And if that's your area of specialty, terrific. But you need a broad background and ability to work in a team environment, because so many of the challenges we face and the opportunities we have in front of us in agriculture are going to be solved in a multidisciplinary way, a team-oriented way versus just a functional way. So we look for that broad background and folks who can work in teams and who are engaged in things.